It's Tuesday, the 2nd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Telecom Namibia says recent network disruptions are the result of the ongoing rollout of new towers across the country. The company has explained that the upgrades are designed to expand coverage and improve service quality, but the process has caused temporary interruptions for some customers. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Stanley Shanapinda assured the public that teams are working round the clock to restore a stable network.
We're busy rolling out new towers, and with all the towers that we're rolling out, our legacy equipment sometimes struggles to deal with additional traffic. So when we do encounter some challenges, we've got to replace equipment. Sometimes it's not hard to source it because for the longest time we've not been modernizing the network, and so we're in that process of modernizing it. And so those are some of the challenges that we've been having. Right now everything is stable. We've replaced old pieces of equipment, and moving forward it should be a lot more smoother.
The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia is warning the public about a rise in online scams in recent weeks. CRAN says the trend shows the importance of SIM card registration, which strengthens national security and protects consumers from digital threats. The authority's executive for communication and consumer relations, Mufaro Nesongano.
Fraudsters are targeting consumers through fake calls, emails, and messages designed to steal personal and financial information. To stay safe online, we encourage citizens to be alert, protect their digital identity, and use secure platforms for banking and shopping. Remember, if something feels suspicious, do not share your details. An important step in strengthening online safety is SIM card registration. This process helps create verified digital identities, supports law enforcement in tracing criminal activity, and gives consumers access to secure services such as mobile banking and online shopping. We continue to work with stakeholders to ensure consumer protection.
The Standard Bank Center for Excellence for Hydrogen Energy at Gauteng's Vaal University of Technology will advance hydrogen research, innovation and sustainable practices in South Africa. The university is currently the only African partner in a 13-member European Union hydrogen consortium. The center will officially be launched on Thursday, and Standard Bank says the center will help to advance Africa's green energy future. Speaking of the future, millions of children across four African countries could die of malnutrition in the next 3 months. Save the Children has warned as emergency food supplies dwindle as a result of international aid cuts. Save the Children told Al Jazeera that Nigeria, Kenya, Somalia and South Sudan are expected to run out of ready-to-use therapeutic food. And we pivot to sport. English Premier League clubs spent a record £3 billion, that's over $4 billion US, during the summer transfer window, which would be our winter. The transfer deadline has now passed, with Alexander Isaac joining Liverpool from Newcastle for a cool £125 million on a six-year deal, on the final day, that is. Football writer at The Guardian, Ed Arson, says Liverpool has broken records several times.
It's quite a statement from Liverpool in a summer where, well, really all the clubs have flexed their financial muscles, certainly at the top of the Premier League. But yeah, Liverpool really have stolen a march, I think, with the signing of Isak, having already committed to breaking the British transfer record early in the summer by signing Florian Wirtz. And in total, they've, you know, it's a record spend in a single transfer window from Liverpool, over £415 million.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.